blessed of the Lord. I want the devil to know that the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not walk. He making me to lie down in green pasture. He leading me beside the still waters. And you say yes, he restored. He restores my soul. And you say yes, I'm gonna email the devil just for you now, and let him know. Yay! Though I walk, you're gonna make me preach it here through the valley of the shadows of death. But I feel no evil. But the heart went to me, that rod and the staff, that comfort me. And you say yes, I got another one for you. This is for your enemies. God told me to tell you, he's gonna take care of your enemies. And God said, I spread a table right in the presence of your enemies.
James Brodnick's Ministries presents the Master Key Program for disciplining your mind for good health, success, prosperity, and blessings. Apostle Brodnick's will teach you biblical principles and proven techniques right out of the Word of God that will establish you into abundant living. The Bible tells us that God gave some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. This ministry is designed to help you perfect your faith. Now, here is your host, Apostle Brodnick.
God bless you in greetings in that all-powerful blessing and healing name of Jesus Christ. Well, this is Apostle James Brodnick, and I tell you, I am absolutely excited today. Yes, I am. I am excited about what the Lord Jesus Christ is doing through this miracle-working prayer blessing ministry. Yes, the Lord Jesus is blessing ordinary people with all kinds of blessings. Blessings of good health, blessings of success, and blessings of prosperity. The Word of God says in 3 John 2, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Yes, it is the will of God for the child of God to prosper in this life. And Jesus told us in St. John 10:10, he said, I am come that you have life and that you have it more abundantly. Now that is a promise from Jesus. And one thing I do know, God cannot lie, and his word cannot return unto him void. And I believe with all my heart, soul, and mind that this is no accident nor coincidence that you're listening to the sound of my voice right now. I believe this is absolutely divine appointment. I believe God had this day and this date on his calendar. Listen to me. Everything you need, everything I need, it's in the Word of God. Everything is in the Word of God. And Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, the grass withered, the flower faded, but the Word of our God, it shall stand forever. Jesus told us in Mark chapter 13, verse 31, that heaven and earth should pass away, but my word shall not. Then the Psalm says, I have hid the word in my heart that I might not sin against God. Listen to me, my dear friend. I believe this with all my heart, soul, and mind, that if you would go after the promises of God, those promises of God, they will become reality in your life. You got to find the promise. Stand on the promise, believe the promise, confess the promise until that promise become reality in your life. We all want to be successful. We all want to prosper in life. And I think that God gave Joshua one of the greatest success secrets of all time. I do believe that when God gave it to him. But because it worked for Joshua, it would work for you today. And that's why we teach these biblical blessing secrets of the Bible, so you can benefit from the biblical blessing secrets of the Bible. And as you begin to apply the biblical blessing secrets of the Bible, you get in compliance with God, with the Word of God, and then this Word become reality in your life. And if you would read Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8, and you would find these three biblical blessing secret keys that will cause any child of God to have good success in life. Well, as we read, God told Joshua in Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8, he told Joshua, he said, listen, don't let this book of the law depart out of your mouth. So what God was saying to Joshua, don't let my word, don't let the word of God depart out of your mouth. And God is saying the same thing to every child of God today. Don't let God's word depart out of your mouth. So I think God was letting Joshua know there are some difficult days ahead. There are some challenges ahead. There are some giants ahead of you. But no matter what you face, just don't let my word depart out of your mouth. Meaning, hold on to the word of God. Even when your back is against the wall, keep saying what God done already said. Even when the lightning flash and the thunder begin to roar, you keep right on confessing what God done already said about you. Yes, you keep saying, I am what God says I am. I can have what God says I can have. I can do what God says I can do. You keep right on confessing that word of God. Yes, contrary winds are blowing, but you keep your confession of faith in your mouth. I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. I am the blessed of the Lord. Yes, I am. Blessed coming in and blessed going out. You keep that word of God in your mouth, even those days that you feel like you have no strength at all. You keep confessing, amen, that I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. And that's why the Bible said, let the weak keep on saying, I am strong. So therefore, Joshua, no matter what you face, you child of God, no matter what's going on in your life, you got to hold on to what God then said concerning your life. Jesus said this, I come in the volume of the book as it is written of me. So you see, so Jesus was saying that whatever the prophets have prophesied, whatever the prophets done said about me, that's what I'm going to walk in. And that's why it's so very important for every born-again believer to begin to study and learn your identity in Christ, who you are in Christ. You need to know this. And then you would be saying the same thing. I come in the volume of the book as it is written of me. You see, so back to Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, God told him, don't let this book of the law depart out of your mouth. Other words, hold on to what God spoke concerning your life. And when you learn how to not let that word depart, lightning flashing, contrary winds blowing, but every time your enemy sees you and people think you going to be singing the blues and on a downward spiral talk, instead you got a praise on your lips. Oh, my God. You saying this too shall pass. You saying if God brought me out once, hey, God would bring me out again. I'm telling you, when you begin to live this life of faith that I'm talking about, that's when you begin to experience victory in every area of your life. Now, let me give you the second key. So the first key that God gave Joshua to become successful, not only to become successful, but to have good success in life, key number one, don't let God's word depart out of your mouth. No matter how you feel like your back is against the wall, there are certain things you do not let come out of your mouth. You know, like, I don't know how I'm going to make it. If it ain't one thing, it's just another. Oh, when it rained, it pours. Oh, I'm just so broke, I don't know what to do. I'm so broke, I just can't even pay attention. See, these are the kind of words that the enemy want us to keep talking. But as a child of God, born-again believer, living the life of faith, we must watch the words that come out of our mouth. And that's why God told Joshua, don't let this book of the law, New Testament, he is saying, don't let the word of God depart out of your mouth. Keep saying what God done already said about you. And I declare you're going to see life get better for you. You're going to see things change for you. But that second key that he gave Joshua in order to have good success in life was meditating. He told Joshua, listen, you must meditate day and night in my word. Not just day, but day and night. You must meditate. Even the psalm says, let the what? Let the meditations of my heart in the words of my mouth be acceptable in thy sight. Listen, meditating is a powerful key. And this is how you get the word of God into your heart. When you first begin to read and to study and to meditate, yes, that scripture, that word, it lingers in your mind. But you don't want it just lingering in your mind. You want that word to fall into your heart, the very being of you. And then that word become alive in you. And that's what the meditating will do for you. That's why in Psalms 1 it said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, standeth not in the way of sinners, sitteth not in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. Watch this. And in that law, does he meditate day and night? And that man or that woman, this is what the Bible says, shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season, and his leaves should not wither. Let me tell you something. I only have just a few minutes left here, but I'm going to pick back up on this, and I'm going to share it with you that are listening in Alexandria and all of the surrounding areas. But listen, I want to pray for you and believe God for the miracle that you need in your life. I'm going to give you my toll-free prayer line number, and you can call and leave me your most urgent prayer request. And if you need me to return your call, leave your phone number and the time to call you. This is Apostle James Broadnax. I've been praying and helping God's people for over 35 years. I'm still in South Florida. We've been now in revival at this big full gospel church here in Fort Lauderdale for 9 weeks. This is week number 9, preaching every day, unheard of, all the way through Thanksgiving. And now here we are headed to Christmas, and the revival is not slowing down at all. This is truly a move of God. But call me at 888-291-0572. That's 1-888-291-0572. That's 888-291-0572. And leave me your most urgent prayer requests, and I will see you on the next Master Key program.
K-A-Y-T.
K-A-Y-T.
Digital radio.
Digital radio.
Has arrived. Hear the difference.
Crystal clear sound.
Digital radio has arrived. Hear the difference.
Digital radio station.
K-A-Y-T.
Came high. God's grace, how you brought me through the night. Lord, you kept me, and you never left me. You stood by my side. There were so many times when I came so close. Oh man, death, he tried to take me in. So the reason I'm here is not hard for me to see. In fact, it's so easy for me to explain. It was God's grace.
God's grace.
God's grace.
God's grace.
It was God's grace.
God's grace.
It was God's grace.
God's grace.
Is just a really, really, really good guy. The term good egg isn't enough to describe him. He's also certified organic and free range. Rich puts the cap back on everything. The toothpaste, the olive oil, the shampoo, everything. He lets his 10-year-old nephew beat him at virtual tennis, even though he can straight up slay his 10-year-old nephew in virtual tennis. When the toilet paper is running low, Rich replaces the roll on the actual holder, not just on the back of the toilet. Rich is texting and driving. Rich? No. What are you doing, Rich? I was just telling everyone how great you are. Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best.